Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of sanity. You think you're going to have so many in 1 week, did you? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously. You know, you're hearing all this stuff going on about the raid, right? The raid that CNN and others don't want you to call it the raid. I mean, what else do you call it? That's what the police call it. Really, the definition in the dictionary. This is a classic raid. So, you know, they say, well, it makes it sound so sinister. Well, that's CNN. Everything they do is sinister. Lately, anyway. Right? Again, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really, really, really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me listening to the show. Dan Pilla joins me, or will join me after the break. We're going to talk about the recent arming. And listen, just so we got something clear, the IRS has always had agents with guns. Okay? Treasury Department. This is not new. They've always had it. Now, are they going to arm all 87,000 agents? No, these are different kind of agents. What, are they going to show up at your house with a gun and say, hey, we think you owe us $35,000. You got about 25 seconds to cut the check, or we're just going to shoot you. You really think that's what's going to happen? I mean, really. Anyway, when he joins us, he can explain how that all goes down. What they're going to be doing. The funny thing about it, they're going to be looking at us. They're going to be looking at the quote-unquote average Joe, right? Because they think that we're hiding money from them. They think that we have the means, the people, to hide money from them. See, a big part of this is they truly believe that we're underreporting our income. I don't know how they come up with that. Most people can't even pay for groceries right now. How much income do you think they're going to hide? You know, you make $50,000 a year, you're spending $52,000 because you use your credit card to buy groceries. What income are you hiding? I'm trying to figure this one out. It's just ridiculous. I'd like to see them go after the big guys. Yeah, Democrats, too. You don't think that some of those, Nancy Pelosi and husband, I bet you they never get audited. No, I'll bet you Nancy Pelosi, they don't even, her returns go through and nobody even blinks. Wonder what she writes off on booze bills. No, in all sincerity, seriously. So it just doesn't stop. Today in New York City, with everything that's going on, the Trump hunter, and who else are gonna, what else are you going to call her? Right? The Trump hunter. That's what I'm going to call her, because she campaigned, New York, that's right, New York Attorney General Letitia James. She campaigned on one item, one issue, that she would go after Donald Trump. That was it. Soros-backed, another one of those left-wing whacks in a city where, you know, you could shoot people on the street, you could beat on cops. That's all good, fine, and well. She wants something that she's not going to get involved in that. Just amazing. Anyway, she's going after Donald Trump big time. Now, President Donald Trump said that he invoked the Fifth Amendment rights per the advice of his attorneys during his deposition in New York. She's going after him. Let me tell you what. In these depositions, when they're doing this, they are going out of their way looking to nail someone, catch them up, trip them up in their words, anything like that. We're back at the witch hunt level again. You know, what she's going after him for, which I find just amazing. I was reading some of the paperwork on it a couple days ago. And when you look at what she's going after him for, she could go after 95% of the developers in New York City over. Right? After 5 years of looking, federal, state, and local governments, together with the, well, fake news, no, they found nothing. Nothing. Right now you have this prosecutor in New York says, well, I'm sorry, you guys found nothing. I'm going to find something somehow. This is the total opposite of true justice. True justice is when somebody does something wrong. You've seen that they've done something wrong. You have proof that they've done something wrong. Notice I said proof. You have proof that they've done something wrong. And then you go after them. You never say to somebody, I know because of your character, I know because of who you are and how you act, you must have done something wrong, and I'm going to keep digging until I find that something, even though I have no clues of what that something is. And yet, in your face every day of the week is Hunter Biden and Joey Biden, and solid proof that they've been breaking the law for years. Well, Nancy, is no one above the law? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Coming to a home near you, maybe a IRS agent. But I'm not so sure. Like, I tell you guys all the time, the reality is, you know, get informed, then engage, right? Know what's going on, have a clue as to what's happening, then engage. And that way you can have an intelligent conversation with somebody. So I am not the guy to move through this. I'm not the guy to figure out how this is going to affect you, but I know who can do this. I tell you, I bring on only the experts. Dan Pilla, the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com, and he is the tax man. Dan, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Well, these guys have some kind of, you know, we heard this week that they were going to hire 87,000 new agents, and everybody's worried about the 5 million rounds of ammunition that they have. I mean, will these guys have, like, some kind of banner on their arm to let us know who they are when they come to the door?
Yeah, it's going to be red and black, Joel. The banner's going to be red and black.
I mean,
look, the IRS is a law enforcement. Right. Let's not lose sight of that fact. And there's really three aspects to law enforcement in the context of the IRS under the umbrella of enforcement. And the first thing that people generally think of, they think of the IRS and enforcement, they think of the tax auditors. Right? The tax auditor, frankly, is the bubblegum level of enforcement. Because they don't have a job. The auditor can't put you in jail. You can't put a lien on your house. You can't levy your property. You know, you can't seize your car. You can't even change your tax return without your consent. All the tax auditor can do is make recommendations. If you agree with the recommendations, if you succumb to bluff and intimidation and outright agree with them, then you owe the money, right? If you don't agree, you have the right to appeal the decision. When you appeal the decision of a tax auditor, the statistics indicate that they're wrong 60% to 90% of the time. So there's the tax auditors. They've got no teeth. They've got no enforcement capability. The second element of enforcement is tax collection. Right? Now, once you owe the money, the IRS wants it. They start sending you notices. They start sending you bills. Most people pay the bill, or at least they try to pay the bills without IRS engagement with them on a face-to-face level. But a lot of people succumb to levies and seizures and so on. And a great deal of the levy action is done through automated collection, but some of it is done through face-to-face collection by a guy called a revenue officer, right? This is the person that knocks on your door and says, Joe, you owe us 20 grand. We want the money. How are you going to pay up? All right. Now, a good number of revenue officers do now and always have carried firearms. And again, these guys are cops, Joe. That's what they are. They're law enforcement officers. They interact with the public. And just like any law enforcement officer, they have the authority to carry a firearm. The third element of law enforcement that most people never see, never hear of, are the special agents in the criminal investigation division. And these are the guys that are that investigate allegations of criminal wrongdoing of the tax laws and other federal financial laws. And these guys are the FBI of the IRS, right? They're the sleuth, gumshoe types that work for the IRS, and they do and always have to the person carried firearms, right? So these cops have always carried firearms. It's nothing new that they've got some element in the budget for weapons and ammunition, because if you dig down into the IRS's budget on a regular basis, you see that there's always some kind of appropriation. So for guns and ammunition. So that part doesn't bother me. It's not new. What bothers me in the Inflation Reduction Act, which title is a farce, we can talk about that if we want, but they're giving the IRS $80 billion, as you point out. The problem with this, Joe, is only $3.1 billion is earmarked for taxpayer education and assistance, and over $46 billion is earmarked for enforcement. Now, when I say enforcement, I'm going to talk about all three of those functions: audit, collection, and criminal investigation. And so the IRS has determined that enforcement should win out over education by a ratio of more than 14 to 1. Well, the fact of the matter is that 98% of every federal dollar collected is collected without IRS intervention. All right? It's people that are trying to pay their taxes, that are doing their best to pay their taxes. These people are responsible for the largest share of revenue. So the IRS should have, this ratio should be turned on its head, Joe. It should be 14 to 1 in favor of education and assistance, giving people the help they need. giving people the education they need, doing the outreach programs so people understand what their responsibilities are, helping people that are already sideways instead of grinding them into powder. The IRS has got this completely wrong. They've had it wrong since Margaret Richardson, which is early 1990s, is the only time in my career. Well, there were some times hit and miss where they balanced education and enforcement, but it's never ever been a situation, Joe, where education has outweighed enforcement in terms of the revenue and the appropriation. Never has it happened, and now our tax code is worse than ever in terms of size and complexity. There's more people in trouble. We've gone from city to complexity as a measure of confusion here, and yet the IRS wants to grind people into powder when they don't comply instead of helping them to comply.
Well, Dan, I got to disagree with you a little bit, because that pamphlet they send out when you're in trouble has all kinds of wonderful information on what your rights are, what have you. So, I mean, I can tell you so much. You like that?
They send out IRS Publication 1.
Yeah, they send you this package
with five pages. By 11 sheets.
Yeah. They send you this package that has 5 pages of why you're in trouble, what they're looking for. And they send you this threefold brochure with large print on it giving you what all your rights are. I've learned more from you being on the show, and I got to tell you, maybe they should pay you to do taxpayer education, because they're not doing it. And then,
I'll tell you what, Joe. I understand you're being a little facetious, but yeah. The fact of the matter is, if they reached out to me in good faith, I could put together tax just as an education program that would be functional. I could do it.
I don't doubt it, because a lot of the stuff, the way it's worded, is what makes it confusing. But I got to tell you something. 87,000 agents, you and I have had this conversation before, where when you make a call to the IRS, you want to understand what's going on. Even if they give you information and it's wrong, it's your fault. So yeah. This is really scary. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green meadow whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump declined to answer questions on Wednesday during a deposition with the Office of New York Attorney General Lolita James, asserting his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. President Biden is cheering the latest inflation report.
Well, the price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month.
The consumer price index for July was unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. Meanwhile, food prices rose another 1.1% and electricity jumped 1.6%. Wild swings in mortgage rates last week caused a rare surge in refinancing. Refi apps rose 4% for the week. The average for 30-year fixed mortgages increased to 5.47%. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732. 5563, I always tell you, get the information from the experts before you step out and get stupid. You know, I don't care what it is you do, especially when it comes to the IRS. You better make sure you've got the right information because you could really stick your foot in it. That's why I bring on Dan Pilla. He is the founder of Tax Help Online. Tax Help Online, the tax man, as far as I'm concerned. And Dan, look, before we get rolling here in our conversation like we do, tell people, you know, how they get a hold of you, how they get some of your sage advice and help if they see that IRS envelope that they're afraid to open.
Yeah, just go to my website, taxhelponline.com. It's all one, no spaces of any kind, taxhelponline.com. You buy any one of my books, Joe, but at any price point, doesn't make any difference. You get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. So you get a chance to read the book, organize your questions, get on my schedule, and I will talk with you personally and walk you through those questions.
Yeah. And again, people, it's you need to do it. You need, especially if you're just starting a business. I've told people before, if you're just starting a business, it's not as easy as you think it is. Easy from one standpoint because you're probably an expert in that area, but you're not an expert in bookkeeping or record keeping or anything along those lines. And before you go ahead and get nailed and pretty much give up half your profit for a year because you have to pay penalties and fines and what have you, you know, hop on Dan's website, right, taxhelponline.com, grab a book. But Dan, what's the small business book name?
Yeah, exactly. For small business people, Joe, the book is called Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide. It's my latest book, and it will walk you step by step through what you need to know to keep you in trouble with the IRS as a small business person.
Yeah, people, you know, it's like I said, it is easy to get told. I just know a lot of people start their own small businesses to try to earn some extra income for their home. Don't blow the whole income just because you make a really ignorant on your part, but a dumb mistake overall. All right, Dan. Again, 87,000 agents. How do I get that job? What do I have to have as a
background? You go on the IRS's website and you and you answer the questions, and the General Services Administration, the government hiring bureau, puts you through their hiring ringer, and if you qualify, you get hired. You know, they're going to be looking for roughly 87,000 people. Now, of course, not all of them are going to be agents, and not all of them are going to be auditors. They're hopefully, let's hope, Joe, and I haven't seen a breakdown of how they're going to split out these 87,000 people, but let's hope that they stick a few of them on the phone at least. Let's hope that they stick a few of them in the mailroom at least. And let's hope they put the lion's share of them in the appeals office, where taxpayers get resolution to their problems, as opposed to one of the three enforcement functions: audit, collection, and criminal investigation. Now, I wasn't born yesterday, Joe, so I'm telling you, the vast majority of these guys are going to end up in audit and collection. That's where they're going. And the support teams around audit and collection.
You know, so while you were, during the break, somebody sent me an email, and it said, Joe, ask him about the posting that the IRS put that they pulled down really quick about looking for agents who are able, willing to use deadly force. Now, you explained it to me during the break. Go ahead.
And this is what I alluded to before the break. The criminal investigation function is the heavy hand of heavy hand isn't even the right word because the collection function. They're the ones that levy and seize property, right? They're the ones that are out there twisting arms and breaking thumbs to get the money. The criminal investigation function is the IRS's equivalent of an FBI field agent. These are the guys that are out there doing the gumshoe investigations of alleged criminal action, and these are the guys that interact with what you might call honest-to-goodness criminals, whether they're tax criminals or they're drug dealers that are violating the currency laws, the financial laws of the U.S., that they might be terrorists. You know, the criminal investigation function doesn't just investigate tax law violations. They investigate all manner of financial crimes, so tax and financial crimes both. So these guys very well could be interacting with legitimate drug dealers, underworld figures, you know, these types of people, where you're likely to run into somebody that doesn't have the best reputation for kindness and geniality, right? And so these special agents are going to carry firearms. They're going to be authorized to use deadly force under certain circumstances. They might end up with, in fisticuffs with a suspect or a witness at some point in time. None of that's impossible. And frankly, Joe, none of it's new. This stuff has been going on forever. Remember who brought down Al Capone? Remember who brought down John Dillinger? It was the Treasury Department that did it. And these guys were interacting with honest-to-God criminals, and they were doing it with guns, and they were doing it with fisticuffs from time to time. So that part of it is not new. They don't ever talk about it, and people don't ever connect of a badge-flashing, gun-toting cop with IRS. When you think of IRS, you think of the weaselly tax auditor in the little room with no windows and the green eye shade over his face with the calculator on the desk and the tab rolling off the desk out of it. That's what you think of when you think of IRS. But as I said before, there's three elements to enforcement, three of them. Audit's just one. Collection's the other. Criminal investigation is the third.
Yeah, I don't think we necessarily think of criminal investigations like that. We kind of figure that the FBI or the Secret Service or the regular local police department is doing it, and then they hand over the evidence to the IRS. But, you know, you bring a new point to the show, which is that they have their own people that actually do the investigations, probably do the arrests and bring them into custody or what have you. So
that's exactly right. They do the investigations and they do the arrests still. They do them themselves. And these special agents are not idiots. These guys are highly trained. They know what they're doing. They understand what it takes to build a criminal case. They work hand in hand with the counsel attorneys in the IRS and with U.S. Attorney's Office to bring these charges. They know what it takes to get a conviction, and they're not idiots. They know what Put it this way. If you get a knock on the door from somebody that identifies themselves as a special agent, that you should do two things almost simultaneously. Number one is very politely wish them a nice day and close the door. Number two is get on the phone to Experienced Tax Counsel because you need representation if they're knocking on your door and a special agent.
I feel much better now. Hey, listen, I'm going
But now, wait a minute. Now, let me respond to that. Because people think, oh my God, they're going to come out here and arrest me. Let me put this in perspective. You got a better chance of being eaten by a shark than you do of being implicated in a federal tax crime. All right, now let me give you the numbers. Last year, in the last filing season, I'm talking about the last full filing season, which would have been for year 2020, right? All the returns we filed in 2021. 154 million individual income tax returns. Forget the business ones. That's another 105 or 10 million. But individual tax returns themselves, 154 million. The IRS will begin in any given year, will begin approximately 5,000 criminal investigations, and only half of them will come to fruition. All right? By that, I mean, once a special agent starts looking at a case, in half the cases, the agent is going to come to the conclusion that there's no evidence to support a conviction. We're not going to investigate this person any further. We'll just hand it back to audit and see what they come up with. All right? So of the 154 million individual income tax returns, you got roughly 2,500, not 25,000, 2,500 taxpayers that feel the legitimate pinch of a criminal charge. Now, Joe, those statistics are, I mean, they're so, you lose the numbers in the rounding. You lose them in the rounding. Now what that means is that it's a very, very small element of the IRS's enforcement function, but they're very, very serious about it.
Right.
So you can't be messing around with deliberate false statements on your tax return or deliberate tax evasion or any of that stuff, because if you do fit the fact pattern, you're asking for trouble.
All right. I got a couple of questions I got to get through with you. One is, last night someone said that the agents, that they do have agents of the IRS that work off a commission of what they collect. Is that true?
That is not true. There is no Treasury employee at any level that gets a commission off. However, about 10 years ago, I'll tell you when we come back,
what do you need me for? You've got it handled. Anyway, Joe was here, your host. Be back with Dan Pill in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and
exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's get back at it because I don't want to run out of time while I have him on with me. Dan Pilla joins me. He is the tax man. I'm telling you, you know, what turned me on to Dan at first when he's on the same his commercials were on the network that I'm on, and he was the only guy that was not talking about how the IRS was going to shut down your business, wipe out your bank accounts, take your car, take your dog, take the house. I mean, It wasn't that scare kind of tactic. Dan's approach was, hey, take a breath, you know, give a call. You know, the agents decision is not final, and work it through. He's the first one I've ever heard say that, which tells me he's not pulling on your emotions. So, Dan, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Joel. Thanks for having me.
All right, so, you know, now you're going to get the hard questions. Ha, ha, ha. The agents on commission, you were finishing up that answer before.
I was going to say, let's make sure we tie a bow around that.
Yep.
Because nobody in the Treasury Department, nobody working for the IRS gets a commission. They just do not. All right, these are government employees. They're on the GS scale, and they get paid according to their GS scale for their job. It's just as simple as that. Now, about 10 years ago, the IRS or the Congress authorized the use of private collection agencies for certain cases, and so the IRS passed off to private collection agencies a number of files that met a profile. We talk about what the profile is, but that's less important. But they would hand off these files to these private collectors, and they would get a commission based on what they collected. But now it's not nearly as scary as it sounds, because these private agencies, Joe, have, by law, no enforcement capabilities. The only thing they can do is send you a letter, that's it. And if you as the taxpayer say, you know what, I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to deal with you, I want to deal with the IRS, or if you as a taxpayer contest the bill, say, I don't really owe this, I don't know where these numbers come from, I've been trying to get this resolved with the IRS for years, and they won't let, you know, any of that sort of thing, the agency has to send the case back to the IRS. So it's not like they can come out and kick the door down, seize your motorcycle, haul off your sofa, and sell it and get 25% of the profit. They cannot do that.
Dan, to get to the point where the IRS actually does start grabbing stuff, start getting aggressive with you, what have you, for most intents and purposes, it has to be where you're ignoring them. You're not stepping up. You're not following the process you should follow. Am I incorrect?
Yeah, you're exactly correct, Joe. For it to get to that point, you must have either ignored or completely improperly responded to all of the preliminary collection notices. I will tell you this. If you handle a collection situation properly and you follow the sequence the way you're supposed to do it and you interact with the IRS at the right times and in the right manner, it'll never come to that.
And we can find that process in the brochure. Okay, good.
Find it in the threefold brochure. Or, Joel, the alternative is you could go to my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, which is the most comprehensive book that's ever been written, ever, on the IRS collection process. And you can learn in the book exactly what to do and what not to do to keep yourself from getting sideways in a situation.
I won't say. I'm going to be a nice guy. Okay. So does the IRS recoup their money? In other words, would it cost the IRS to operate? Do they recoup that money in their collections and other things? I mean, for instance, you said that 90-some-odd% of the people pay their taxes. There's no need to audit them, no need to go after them. That other small percentage that the IRS has to do something with, are they getting that money back?
Well, they'll tell you that the most efficient government agency on the planet. They will tell you that they return about $100 of revenue for every penny of cost. And to put that in perspective, the IRS's budget this year is about $12.5 billion, and they'll collect almost $3.8-3.9 trillion. So it's from that simple equation, it is a tremendous return on investment. What's deceptive is that two-thirds of every dollar paid to the IRS is not collected by the IRS. Two-thirds of it's collected by employers through wage withholding on their employees. They're the ones that collect the tax and pay it into the Treasury. The IRS never touches that money until it gets to the bank account, right? So there's zero, in terms of what they collect, there's no enforcement action. And then the statistics are 98% of every dollar paid in is paid in without any IRS interaction whatsoever. And so the 2% of federal revenue, is still a couple hundred billion dollars. And so to get even $100 billion, you know, we would do that in the market every day if we could. So you know, from that standpoint, yes, they collect more than they spend. What drives me crazy about the equation is they never count the compliance costs that the private sector has to bear to get the money paid to the IRS. That is always off the table when the discussion is being had.
Well, that's kind of what I get with you from talking with you. When you say things like, you know, 90-some-odd% of the people pay taxes, I won't say willingly, but they pay the taxes without having their arm broken, it's that other small percentage that the IRS has to actually use, whether it's enforcement tactics or what have you, to get that money. And that's where I wonder, or what this person is wondering, is it really worth spending that kind of money for the return that we get? So, you know.
Well, again, just looking at the numbers on a ledger, the answer is yes. But you know, as I say, the compliance burden is tremendous, and it's disproportionately loaded on small businesses. Yep. They carry the bulk of the compliance load. You know, mostly Jane and Joe American that are filing their tax returns using the short form, which about 70% of the people do. You know, their compliance costs aren't that great. But the compliance costs for small businesses are huge. You know, there's just tremendous cost for small businesses to comply with the tax code. And that money is never factored into the cost of compliance, the cost of operating the income tax system. And when you start adding that stuff in, then the numbers go way out of whack the other way. No question about that. Then it is absolutely distorted against the income tax system.
Okay, so you got the IRS now putting these new agents on. You've talked about this before. You've talked about it in your recent piece on Capital Matters. National Review under Capital Matters. The audits are going to be aimed at small businesses, aren't they? And what are they going to be looking for? What's that mistake that pretty much nails most small businesses?
Well, there's literally about 13 or 14 things that small businesses do wrong, and I talk about every single one of them in my book, The Small Business Tax Guide. But I'll tell you this, the IRS is convinced, and I talk about this at length in the book as well, the IRS is convinced that the overwhelming majority of small business taxpayers cheat on their tax returns, not by overstating deductions, Joe, but rather by hiding income. The IRS believes that small businesses systematically underreport their income. And so when the IRS is focusing on small businesses, now and in the future, they're going to be focused on the income side of the ledger. So businesses have to be sure they've got an accurate and repeatable, that is to say, a demonstrable bookkeeping system where you can demonstrate that your processes are accurate and subject to checks and balances so that you can declare unequivocally that you report all your income accurately. That's where they're going to be focused. And this is really not new either. The processes of challenging underreported income have been around for a long time. What is new is this belief that the overwhelming number of small businesses are cheating by hiding income. That's a relatively new phenomenon. That's where the targets are going to be. Small businesses, the IRS believes that about 60-65% of the tax gap is attributable to small businesses not reporting their income. They're not going after rich people, Joe. So this BS that's coming out of the Treasury Department about we're only going after people making 400 grand or more a year, that's B as in B, S as in S. That's what it is. There's not enough taxpayers in that demographic. There's not enough money in that demographic to collect the trillions and trillions of dollars that they need to fulfill their wish list of items they're giving away to people. The money is in the middle class, and that's where they're going.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mom and pop organizations, businesses, but have a lot of small businesses that do offer very simple services. I don't care whether it's dog washing, if you would, you know, small gardener services or what have you. These people are just trying to make a living, just trying to stay alive. And here in California, it's tough enough as it is. Now you got the IRS breathing down your back. So, Dan, real quick, you got about 30 seconds. Tell people how to get a hold of you, how to be able to speak with you.
Yeah, the website again, taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, taxhelponline.com. If you're a small business owner, you absolutely need to get the book, Dan Pillow's Small Business Tax Guide. Read the book, write your questions down. You get 15 minutes with me at no extra charge.
Well, let me tell you what. I don't know if I get calls from all of them, but the notes I get from the people who deal with you based on the show or my recommendation, not one negative word. So God bless, Dan. Thanks for what you're doing. Keep up the good work. Joe Vecina, your host.
Thank you,
Dick Morris joins us in the next hour. Don't go far.